This is Matt Long with your weekly update on the happenings in our state capital. Our Texas legislature meets once every 2 years for 140 days. The 89th legislative session began on Tuesday, January 14th, and will conclude on Monday, June 2nd. These updates will be biased. My work at the Capitol is to promote conservative principles. I will freely criticize bills and legislative behavior that goes against the founding principles of these United States. Monday, March 24th, marks the midpoint of the 89th legislative session. Our legislature meets for 140 days every 2 years. Monday is the 70th day. Now, logic dictates that they should be in the middle of all the important work. The Senate is going full bore ahead. The House? Well, at least one committee this week is having their first organizational meeting. The House has brought no bills to the floor for debate. So let's take a look at what the Senate did this past week. They passed Senate Bill 3, which will close all the loopholes in hemp sales and eliminate all THC content from hemp products for human consumption. Senate Bill 6 brings solutions to the overwhelmed Texas electric grid. Senate Bill 15 addresses reforms needed in our large metropolitan areas to allow more low-income housing. The following Senate bills addressed many issues in our public schools. Senate Bill 10 brings the Ten Commandments into the classroom. Senate Bill 11 creates a voluntary period for students to pray on our campuses. Senate Bill 13 gives parents more say in the content of school libraries. Senate Bill 14 shuts down all DEI activities in public schools. Senate Bill 18 will take away public funding from community libraries that host Drag Queen Story Hour. Senate Bill 20, in my opinion, is the best bill for eliminating pornography in our school libraries. And last but not least, Senate Bill 19 will eliminate taxpayer-funded lobbying. All of these bills were debated on the Senate floor and passed on to the House. Meanwhile, on the other side of the Pink Dome, committee meetings have been going on for about 2 weeks. No bills have had a second reading. A second reading is when the bill is brought to the floor for debate. No bills have made it that far. This is the longest period of time in over 40 years that the Texas House has delayed the second reading of any bills. No one knows the motive behind this delay, but I'll bet we figure it out before June 2nd. Yeah, that's the last day of the session.